This morning, we're gathered here to deepen the resolve of COCO, of government, towards improving the circumstances of our COCO farmers by launching the COCO Farmers Pension Scheme. When we talk about four more years for Nana and the MPP to do more for you, the COCO Farmers Pension Scheme is one such example. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of COCO farmers across the country who are responsible for the production of a crop that has for over a century been the mainstay of the economy of our country. They have worked hard to provide us the income with which we have built our nation's infrastructure and its most important educational institutions. In recognition of this, the Ghana COCO Board was mandated under Section 26 of the COCO Board Law, 1984 PNDC Law 81, to establish a contributory insurance scheme for COCO farmers within the framework of the Social Security scheme so that they could also enjoy a well-deserved pension upon retirement. Successive governments, for various reasons, were unable to fulfill this, much to the disapproval of COCO farmers, who continue to make demands for the establishment of the COCO Farmers Pension Scheme. As candidate Akufo-Addo, in the run-up to the December 2016 elections, I made a solemn pledge to COCO farmers that if the Ghanaian people repose their confidence in me and I won the election of 2016, my government would establish the pension scheme for them, not just in fulfillment of the law, but also in line with government's plans to improve the living standards of COCO farmers in Ghana. Upon my assumption of office, I tasked the CEO of COCO Board, the hard-working, enterprising Joseph Buahi Edu, to begin work earnestly with the National Pensions Regulatory Authority and other stakeholders to set up a COCO Farmers Pension Scheme to support COCO farmers enjoy a decent pension. Through the shared determination and expertise of those I put in charge to ensure the establishment of the scheme, both the legal framework and the technical structures have been put in place for the smooth takeoff of this all-important scheme. The pension scheme will enable COCO farmers to make voluntary contributions towards their retirement, whilst COCO Board makes a supplementary contribution on behalf of the farmers as well. This guarantees a decent retirement income for COCO farmers for life, and ensures that they can maintain decent livelihoods after retirement. To ensure the successful rollout of the scheme, COCO Board is embarking on a census to collect data on farmers for the COCO Management Scheme, CMS. The CMS will hold a robust database of all COCO farmers in the country and track their contributions. It will also facilitate the prompt payment of claims to beneficiary farmers. I entreat all farmers to sign on to the COCO Farmers Pension Scheme to enjoy the full benefits of the scheme. I thank all stakeholders for their contribution to the sustenance of the COCO industry and reiterate my government's commitment to ensuring that the industry receives the needed attention, obtains its fair share of the national cake, and acquires an equitable stake in the cocoa value chain. Makaba Asemi.